the word 360, New King James Version of the Bible. Philippians 1 and verse 21, the Apostle Paul says, "For me to live is Christ."
There will always be a need to place emphasis on doing what is right every single day. Yet mankind has always been unable to live up to the standards of the law of Christ. But Jesus took care of the shortcomings for all of mankind when he hung, bled, and died on the cross of Calvary. Romans chapter 5 verses 6 through 8 says, "For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were sinners, Christ died for us." Believe it to the fullest extent possible that there is always hope in Jesus Christ. The gospel represents the good news. Many people give up when it doesn't have to be that way. Try Jesus. He died for you. In the book of Philippians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul reminded the brethren of the goal, the prize, the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. He instructed the church at Philippi to live godly lives and to not, quote, set their mind on earthly things. He told the brethren that their citizenship was in heaven. The beauty of the salvation of Jesus Christ is in knowing that his precious blood washes all of our sins away. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the resurrection of which all baptized believers look forward to is a very important subject. Verses 1 through 4, Paul says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believe in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and he was seen of Cephas, then by the 12. In verse 4, the words "according to the scriptures" is mentioned. For anyone proclaiming the word of God, it must be according to the scriptures, or else the message will be based on the word of man and not in accordance with what God's word says relative to the subject matter. That's just a fact. Everything Jesus endured while on earth as God in the flesh was according to the scriptures. In Matthew chapter 26, when it was close to the crucifixion of Jesus, Peter cut off the ear of Malchus, the servant of the high priest. Pay close attention to verses 52 and 53 and what Jesus said to Peter after he had cut off the ear of Malchus. The Bible says, "But Jesus said to him, put your sword in its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Or do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels?" Verse 54, Jesus says, "How then could the scriptures be fulfilled that it must happen thus?"